Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I think I'll just start out by really thanking our fans for really amping it up in the second half and helping our football team. It was a great win for the city of Chicago and the Chicago Bears, and it was a very good team win for our football team. We knew it was going to be a 60-minute game. I think it tested us in our backbone because it didn't go the way we wanted to go, certainly, in the first half. But the guys hung in there. They got together at halftime, pulled themselves together, and the team went out and played every play, and we were able to come out on top. You know, that's a hard one. So much happened in this game. You know, I know they scored, and then we came back and scored. The two plays that really resonate with me offensively were Jay Scramble hitting Martellus for the big gain, and then Jay scrambling. They were in a two-deep man under coverage, and we had a throw on to Brandon, and they covered it well, and Jay found a lane, and got ourselves in position where we could make a first down. Yeah, Peanut had two interceptions. I think Tim had two knockouts. We were plus two overall in the turnover. I mean, they just continue to do what we've seen them do throughout training camp, the OTAs, and huge plays. We were able to convert the first turnover to a touchdown. That was big. We got off to a fast start. It slowed down dramatically throughout the first half. And you know, the big goal was to let's see how our defense is doing. Let's see if we can take care of Jay. Let's keep him clean in the first half. And that was really the number one goal, is just to keep him clean, in the first half. We played a very good front. We were able to keep Jay clean all day. I don't think he was sacked. I think he ran out of the pocket a couple of times. He had to stand in there two or three times and wait on a guy to come open because it was man-to-man, and he did. And then, he was able to we were able to beat man-to-man coverage. We didn't see man-to-man coverage really until the second half, and the guys came up across the board and made some very, very tough contested throws, contested catches. It started with Martellus' touchdown catch, was a contested play, but also went into Elshon and Brandon making the plays when we were able to find man-to-man coverage, which wasn't often. Well, it certainly didn't start that way productivity-wise, but as I said, the real goal in the first half was to find out a little bit more about ourselves, to let our young guys get settled, to try to keep him clean. That was the number one. Whatever the score is, if he's clean in the first quarter and he feels like he can step up and throw, there's a chance we could be throwing the ball later in the game because we felt that we could throw the ball, but it was just about getting our line and our protection package organized. So, so that's what we tried to do. We tried to stick some runs, and I thought defensively they did a good job on both sides of the ball. Their lines really won the first half. Both their offense and defensive lines won the first half, I thought, but we picked it up in the second half, and as I said, we're able to do more things, both running and throwing the football, certainly, and I thought our defense stepped up as well. I really don't. I haven't really time to think about it. It's a 60-minute game. I asked the guys to be great teammates today. That's all I asked of them, is they go out there and be great teammates to each other. And they went out and played. They didn't play 30 minutes. They played 60 minutes of football. And I just I give them all credit. Sundays is for players. Sundays is a player's day to celebrate the privilege of playing in the National Football League. And I think they stood by that today. Well, you always expect we have only one expectation, would be to come out fast. But as we talk to the guys, it's a 60-minute game, and we just got to keep working and keep working each and every possession. We didn't have as many possessions today as we normally would either. So I just think you always have that expectation. If it doesn't happen, you just got to keep playing.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.